Do you know what your name means? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. My middle name is Mayel, spelled M-A-E-L-L-E. I really love it because it's so unique, and I actually write under it. It's my pen name, Natty Mayel. Recently, a friend of mine had a baby, and she and her husband actually named the child Mayel, which I thought was really special. But anyway, today's Devo reminded me of this, and I think you'll see why. It's called God Knows You by Name, by the one and only A.W. Smith. Have you ever had something with your name on it, like a keychain, a necklace, a bag, or a jersey? Do you have a hard time finding things with your name on it? Do people sometimes forget your name or pronounce or spell it wrong? Our names are important to us. We're alert to the sound of our own names. Have you ever heard a stranger say your name in a crowd, or even just something that sounds like your name? It catches our attention immediately. And names don't just serve the practical purpose of helping us communicate with others, they can also tell us something about our history. Whether that be what our name means, where it came from, or how we got it. Names are important to God, too. In Isaiah 43, verse 1, God says, "I have called you by your name. You are mine." And in John 10, Jesus says he is the good shepherd who calls his own sheep by name. The fact that God knows each of us by name shows how much he loves and cares for us. In Isaiah 49, verse 16, he even says our names are engraved on the palms of his hands. That's a striking image. Have you ever written something on your hand so you would remember it? When God said our names were engraved on his hands, he meant literally. When Jesus went to the cross, he let them drive nails through his hands. And when Jesus rose from the dead, he still bore the scars on his hands. Those scars will be there for all eternity as a reminder of his great love for us. He was willing to go to the cross, take all our sins upon himself, so that we could be with God forever. We are that precious to him. 1 Peter 2:24 says it this way, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live to righteousness. You were healed by his wounds." God knows you by name, and he loves you so much. In Christ, we can always remember that our names are written on the palms of his hands, now and forever. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Do you know the meaning or story behind your name? What do you like or dislike about it? Even if people forget your name or pronounce it wrong, God will always remember your name, and he always says it perfectly. How could this truth bring us comfort when we feel unseen or forgotten? As you and I can read in Isaiah 49, verse 16, "Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Isaiah 43, verse 1, 49, 13 through 16, and 53, 5 through 6, and John 20, 24 through 27, to keep God's word alive in your life. If you need some clarification on those verses, check out the text of the Devo below the audio or on the website. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Have you noticed that it's almost Easter? Don't let it sneak past you without taking some time to intentionally revisit the Easter story. We've actually created a series of devotions to help you do just that. You can find them now on the Unlocked app, available on your App Store. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about being betrayed with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.